Well, the Hollywoodbets Sharks are in Scotland this week, taking on Edinburgh in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. They will be looking to bounce back after a few tough weeks, but will face a very confident Edinburgh side. The team from the Scottish capital are coached by Sean Everett, former Sharks coach, and their attack coach is also someone who is very familiar to the Sharks and Durban, Scott Matthey. Matthey says that it's going to be a big challenge on Friday night for the home team.
I can expect them to bring about 20 Springboks with them, so I think that's going to be a massive challenge. You know, they're coming with a team that's full of Springboks. But what an exciting challenge! You know, what an opportunity here at the half. We know they're a very strong set piece team. They have some really great talent, obviously on counter attack and the broken play parts of the game. They've proven that, and they're really dangerous in that area.
So that one kicks off at 8:35 p.m. on Friday night. Looking at football news now, the massive one this evening. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says that he's working on building a team that can dominate in Europe for years to come. His side take a 3-0 lead into tonight's Champions League quarterfinal second leg at record 15-time winners Real Madrid. They haven't reached the last four since 2009, 16 years since the Gunners were in the last four. Arteta wants to see Arsenal making those appearances more often.
We want to be better this season and apply that to be in the semi-finals, which will be only our third time in the history of our football club. We never won the competition, and we are trying to do something now consistently where we can start to dominate the European competition.
That 3-0 lead could look very small if Real Madrid get their noses in front early. It's going to be a huge clash at the Bernabeu tonight. In the other match this evening, Bayern Munich, they need to score two more goals than Inter Milan if they want to get into the last four. And we're going to stay with football to finish. Man United boss Ruben Amorim has confirmed that Andre Onana will start in goal for United against Lyon tomorrow night. Onana's come under some serious pressure after a few errors last week meant his team drew 2-2 with Lyon. He didn't feature in the Red Devils' 4-1 loss to Newcastle over the weekend, and United will need him tomorrow if they want to continue in the Europa League. Well, that's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.